Okay, Nancy, you know I love to make stuff at home that everybody else has to go out and buy, but I have never made crackers before. Can't believe that you have.
It's the easiest thing in the world, Stein. For people like us who like to make homemade bread, pie crusts, crackers are really, really easy.
So, Nancy, how easy are they?
Well, they're so easy that I actually had the chef who's been making them for more than 3 decades, Bruce Naftali, late of the fabulous Le Gourmand, the restaurant he closed after 27 years, about a year or so ago. Bruce came to my house and showed me how to make his famous handmade crackers that he's been making, and I know I told you about this, with poppy seeds that he grew himself for years. It's flour, baking powder, and fine sea salt, or you can use table salt, and you sift those together. Simple, right? You take some poppy seeds, throw those in there, use a whisk to distribute it, and then you cut up some cold butter. Add it to the dry ingredients. You use your fingers. You can pinch it like you would if you were making, say, pie crust from hand.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You work the butter into the flour and just add ice water. You could do this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so then you just roll it out as you would, say, any old pie crust. And he uses an old French Charlotte mold to cut his crackers. I just turned a glass upside down, a juice glass. And, you know, once you roll this out, you can even just take a knife and cut yourself some long crackers. You can make any shape you want with it, really. I tried that too. Work like a charm. And he uses a fancy Japanese senbei stamp. It's a rice cracker stamp to put a beautiful chrysanthemum figure on the top. I used a fork. And you have to do this part. This is the part you can't forget. You need to prick it with a fork so that when you bake it, which is, you know, 16, 18 minutes until it's light brown at 350 degrees, if you don't prick it, they're going to like expand. And then they'll be just a little too flaky for your brie or your pâté or whatever you're putting on it. The texture of them is more similar to like a very plain water cracker than, say, a crocantini, which I love, the crocantinis I buy. His is a very simple, almost flavorless cracker. It's meant to complement the pâté or the cheese or whatever you put on it. I love those things. I used to eat them all the time when I went to Le Gourmand. However, I have learned that if you want to do something fancy schmancy, and this is what I did, you could just brush a little olive oil on the top and put a little coarse salt on the top. Bruce suggested that instead of using poppy seeds, you could use cracked pepper in the mix. Or, like I have, I cracked some pepper on the top after I brushed a little bit of olive oil on it. You could use fresh thyme or fresh rosemary that's chopped real fine. Even freeze the dough, and then when your friends come over for, say, a cocktail and some cheese, I know your friends do that all the time, don't they, Stein? So you can put them in the freezer and then pop them out and in the oven for just a short stay, and then come out and look like you're so cool because you made your own cracker.
Can you bake them right out of the freezer?
You know what? You just need to let them come up to room temp just a little bit.
And Nats, you actually have a video.
Yes, I do. That's Bruce Naftali rolling out the crackers and describing exactly how he thinks you're supposed to do it.
Okay, great. Well, I'll tack that on to the web post for this week's Food for Thought at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought, punters, and you can actually see it happen. With KPLU food commentator Nancy.
Going crackers.
Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.